Very good. We'll start again the Mishnah. Somebody lives with his Yivama, Bein B'Shaygig, whether he thought it was a different woman, Bein B'Mezid, whether he meant to live with her with Nus, Bein B'Einus, he was forced, the Gemara will entail that, Bein B'Ratzim, whether he did it the right way, Afilu Hu Shaygig V'Hi Mezidah, even if both were lacking in Kavana. He thought it was a different woman, and she was Mechavim for Nus. Hu Mezid V'Hi Shaygegis. He was Mechavim for Nus, and she thought it was a different man being Mezada with her. Again, she's not an Eishes Ish. She's Ever Lav. She thinks she's being Ever Lav, but it happens to be her Yavam. Hu Anus V'Hi Lo Anusa. He was forced, she wasn't forced, or he Anusa V'Hu Lo Anus, or he forced her, and he was fine. Echad HaMa'ara, whether he does a beginning of a Bia, and the Gemara will explain that, what is Hara, the Echad HaGaymer, a complete Bia, Kana is Kaina. And Rashi said, Kana, because this is going to be an issue, is he Kaina 100%, not 100%, but Rashi says, Zocha B'Nachlam, he's Zocha in the inheritance, V'Yatia Begetim B'Alaitia. There's no more Chalitza, he was Kaina her, if he wants to get rid of her now, she's a regular wife, gets a get. And there's no difference between a bia and a bia. What does that mean? Dr. Ashi, we're going to be dealing with this in the Perek a little bit, and that is there's a concept of bia shaloi kadarka when a person lives with a woman from her backside. That is called a bia shaloi kadarka. The Torah recognizes that as a way of bia, even though it is not the regular. Right, a woman cannot conceive that way. It's not made to be that way. That's why it's called Shaloi Kedarka. But the Torah recognizes that as a way of living together, and therefore, it is kind of. So Rashi learns Bebiya Labiya means there's no difference between the Hara and Gemar Biya, and there's no difference between the Biya Kedarka and Shaloi Kedarka. And the same thing is true if a person lives with an Erva. With any of these bias, which means haro, kmar bia, darka, shloike darka. Rashi v'chein abo achas mkla arayis, v'achas mkla bias halalu. Oy psulais, or a kayin lives with a woman that's pasul l'kahuna. Either he made haro or kmar bia, or kedarka or shloike darka. Right? Tukar abanu l'kayin god, l'grushu l'chalus l'kayin hedjim, mamzeres in the seed l'yisro, bas yisro l'mam zil anasim. Pasla, she becomes pasul from kuna. Because it is considered a bia, right? And in the case of Arias, there would be a punishment. He was lived with an erva. If it's a shaygig, it would be a chatas. If it's a mezid, it would be whatever punishment it is. And it would make her into a zayna. But like chilik may be a labia, and again, no difference between kedarka, shaloi kedarka, haro, and gemar bia. Rashi? What? Yeah, we need us to run Adam, like everything else. Well, if it's Mises Ben. A lot of the Arias are just karis, but they're just karis, meaning no punishment down here except for Malkus. We give Malkus. Rashi. Pasul l'kuna m'shem, sorry, v'achas m'kobiyas halolo, pasul l'kuna g'ramana, pasul l'kuna m'shem zayda. A grusha is anyway pasul l'kuna, but a grusha m'psula v'ach bia, the v'ach adds, mitruma de v'nasha, she can't eat trum anymore. Right, if she's a bas kayin, she got divorced from her husband, she goes back to her house. But if she lives with a pasul l'kuna, she lives with a kayin, she becomes a halala, and she can no longer eat tuba. And he bas kayin, the shav yichalala. V'davka arayas ipsulas. Avu bias nus nupnuya. If a single man lives with a single woman, or a married man lives with a single woman, she's not an erva, she's not an amana, she's a kayin, regular Jewish girl who's not an erva. Lo mashvul azayna. She does not become a zayna. V'lo paslam in akuna. And that is true even if she's a nida, by the way. Right. If a man lives with a single girl, no erva, she doesn't become a zayna. Even though she might be a nida, which is chayv kriyas. But that doesn't make her a zayna. A zayna would only be from somebody that's an usher to marry. As a marriage, you can marry a nida. One can marry a nida. It's a different kind of erva. Like we had before, a kedushin is chayv as benida. A nida does not become a zayna. With light pasul and akuna, the Ashkenazi Tana the pasul, Ella Rab Lazar. There's only one Tana that says that any girl who had an out of wedlock relation, even when she's not an erva, becomes pasul akuna. There's one Tana that holds that way. A single man who lives with a single girl, for zus, Hasan Zayin, the Kama Bepirkin, it's later on in our Perik, but we don't pask it that way. So Rashi is telling you, most Madi Amrim hold that to be a Zayin, one has to commit a relationship with a man she's not allowed to marry. If she has a out of wedlock relationship with a man she's allowed to marry, she's not called a Zayin. She did something wrong. Let's not, you know, doesn't win the Shaka of the Year award, but she's not a Zayin. That's not called a Zayin, except according to a blazer, who says any out of wedlock relationship makes a woman a Zayin. Yes. What? We're defining who is Pasul Lakuna. A girl is Mizana. She's not Asya Tekayan. If she's Mizana with a man, she's allowed to marry.
Right.
Even if she's Anita.
She's not a
Zayin. She's not a Zayin. She's Mutta Lakuna. If a girl's Mizana with a guy, any single girl is a leader. Correct. But in the time of the Gemara, they used to go to, well, at least the time of the Mishnayos for sure, they went to the mikveh because of Tumatara. So not every single girl was a leader. So I'm stressing that because in the time of the Mishnah, you could say she wasn't a leader. Now, if a girl's Mizana was a guy, then she becomes Pasta Lakuna. Because she was Mizana with a man that she can't marry. So she becomes a Zayin and she's Pasta Lakuna. I mean, Segeya, there are Bali Shuvas girls that have become Bali Shuvas, and they can't marry Kayan. They know that. They're told. You can't marry a Kayan, which is, I mean, I once read a Shidduch to a girl, and she told me I'm not allowed to marry a Kayan. It happened. But if she had a Znus with a Yid, she would be able to marry a Kayan. She's not a Zayin, though. That's why I'm trying to just put it in practical terms. So I'm thinking about it, my Afilu. What does that mean, Afilu? I guess they must have told her that. You know what I mean? They don't want her to do an Avera. So when she became Frum, part of, I guess, what they told her is that you should know you can't marry a Kayan anymore. Which is fine. She can live a regular life and raise children, be in a Venice Hashem and a wonderful family.
Well,
what?
She can produce
Mindy Tekum
girls.
Exactly. So I'm thinking about my afilu. What is the word afilu? Afilu hu shagig v'hi mezida. Hu mezid v'hi shagig. What is afilu? Dr. Gemara loy mi boy kamar. Not only. Loy mi boy hu shagig v'hi kamachavna l'mitzvah. Not only in a case when he thought she was his wife, but she knew that this is her yavam and she's being mechavna l'mitzvah. Or, inami hu mezid v'hi kamachavna l'mitzvah. He means thus and she means mitzvah. Afilu hu shagig v'hi mezida. Both know me mitzvah. Meaning basically, what's trying to say is her kavana makes no difference, and his kavana makes no difference. First part of the Mishnah said his kavana makes no difference. You would think that's because her kavana counts. The answer is no. She doesn't have kavana either. And it still works. Because they had an act of living together, that is yibum, that acquires her. Even though he didn't mean to acquire her, he didn't think about acquiring her, he didn't even know it was his Yavama. An act of being with a Yavama is an automatic acquisition. Without Das. No, so the question is, what happened to Mitzvah Svichas Kavana? So the Mitzvah says, he was acquired her, but he didn't do the Mitzvah. You can acquire a Yavama without having accomplished the Mitzvah of Yibum. You did the act of Yibum without the mitzvah of Yibum. That's the Mechitzchanech he says. And he says, you can go now and do a mitzvah. Which is a big chiddush. You acquired her already. Right? You would say it's too late. Terech says, you can still do it. That's the Mechitzchanech. Rabbi Chanan says, you don't need kavana on a mitzvah like that. Because Rabbi Chanan says, you only need kavana when the mitzvah is the act, not when the mitzvah is the result, the consequence. Here the mitzvah is acquire her. The mitzvah is not do the act. The mitzvah is acquire. Therefore, the act doesn't need kavana. That's what Rabbi Chanan wants to sign up. So that's, they bring a raya from that, by the way. Because the Ramban says it was a yibum. The prior of Matan Tyre, he could do yibum with any relative. He could do yibum with a daughter-in-law. So it was yibum. But he didn't have the kavana. He's lent l'shem tzedakah. So they want to bring a raya. You see, he's a yibum, right? Not like the Mechitz Chinuch, Adarava. They want to bring a raya from there, not like the Mechitz Chinuch, because you see who did it, and the Ramban says it's a mitzvah of Yibum. 100%. If he there's a shaila, did he stay married to her or not? The machlokes is took shatam Rashi. What does it mean?
To operate.
What? Don't think about the Tani Rabchia. I feel the Shneim shaking him. Shneim is Eden. Shneim anusim. Meaning, even if they have the same non-kavana, meaning he learned it that way, it's the same thing as our Mishnah. Doesn't make a difference. Her kavana is not Ma'al or Myron. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that he, the acquirer, is not, doesn't need kavana either. The act is kaina. Rashi. Now, we have a problem with the case of anus. And the reason we have a problem with the case of anus is we have a halacha that says, Ein kishri ela ladas. A person's male organ does not get erect, erect is the word in English, unless he intends it. It cannot be forced on him. There has to be an intention in order for that to happen. So therefore, anybody that is forced to be mezana, right, is automatically doing it ladas because it's impossible for him to become erect unless he wants to. You can't be forced into that. Again, let's give the argument a chance, right? So a guy walks over and says, you better live with so-and-so, if not, I'll shoot you. He's not an einus. Because his body won't perform unless there's a das. Now, he might do it for das because he's afraid of the guy and call him an einus. He might be puster from Misa because the only reason he's doing it is he's afraid he's going to get shot. That might qualify to puster him from an einus. But when we talk about anus, he's not anus. Nobody can be forced into an act. A man cannot be forced into an act because there's a halacha called Ein Kishri Ela Ladas. Erection doesn't happen without intention. Again, that we haven't given the Gemara a chance yet. Frak the Gemara. E life anus de masnis and hechidami. E lema bishantu ayvdikachav mubalaham. They're forcing him to live with her. Vamarava ain't einus la'erva vishenki shalom ladas. Ela b'yashan. He's sleeping. And in sleeping, he can become erect without das. And then somebody picked him up and put him into his yavama. And therefore, he didn't buy this. He had no intent. He was forced to do this. Nobody had no intent even for the act. Nothing. He was sleeping. His male organ was erect. And somebody went. And, well, at that point, you could say somebody put a gun to his head, but it was too late for him. Or you could say that the guy picked him up, and he didn't even get involved in the act at all. That's what it says. Now, Taisa says...
Misa, did you finish the last Rashi on the Mishnah?
I'm sorry?
Did you finish the last Rashi on the Mishnah?
No, I didn't. I'll have to go back into that. I will. Rashi al-Biyashin, Shiniskashin, Kishu Yashin. Rashi, the last Rashi in the Mishnah, Mamzeres, in the scene of Lava Psula Lakunakoi, the Psula Vakaima, Lenin Tuma de Beinashi, Nami Leka de Meimar, right? And Mamzeres doesn't eat Tuma, even if she's a Baskayan. Void Bias Kashi, my Megarala. Who cares if she lives with a Kashi? It doesn't get any worse. So what does the Mishnah mean that she becomes puzzle? The Mishnah means, you're right, it doesn't mean that. Ever Lenin Haro Nokta, Lemuka, Le Hayisro Baroki, Kamar Bia, saying that he would get Malchus for living Haro, which is not a complete Bia.
Sleeping and still he's
cold now? Frexi Gemara. The Amr of Yehuda, Yashin Leikana, Rav Huna says that you need a desire to do an act of Bia. You can't be kaina, if there, meaning like that. One does not need a kavana to be kaina, but one needs to know that they're doing an act of Bia. If one is sleeping, they're not kaina. So Rashi, Yashan Loikana, the Yashan La Badasu, Bulay have a Kinyana Kinyan. So it's very interesting. A cherish can be kaina. That's what they ask on Rashi, because Rashi makes it sound like he's not a badas. Cherish is also not a badas. A cherish dazibu means kaina. The Gemara explains later It means he has to be aware of the act that he's doing. He might not have the right intentions, but he has to be aware of the act. And if he's not aware of the act, he's not kinda. Now, Rashi says he's not a bardas. Tosfos asks the kasha from Kutin, which we didn't get involved in, so we'll leave it alone. But Cheresh, kinda, even though he's not a bardas. Tosfos says he wasn't a chavin labia. He has to intend to do the action. A yashin doesn't have any intention, so he's not kinda. And for the Gemara Ella Beniska, what happened was, and again, this is going to be a very out-of-the-box case, and the Gemara is going to slug it up in a minute, but let's give it a chance, that the guy was planning to live with his wife. He was on top of a roof, and he was going to have a relationship with his wife. And there was a kishrei, and he slipped off the roof, and he fell into his yavama. So he intended to do the act of being, but not with her. He intended to do it with his wife. And he ended up, against his will, doing it biyavama. Fresh to Gemara. V'amar Rabba Nafum and Agag Meniska, Chayav Abod Tvarim. If a guy falls off a roof, and he is, Niska means, how does he translate the word Niska?
Inserted.
He has to pay damages, tsar, reboy, sheves, not Chayav Baishas, but he's Chayav in four of the damages, which is in case the person got hurt, has to pay the damage, the pain, the lack of work, and the doctor bills. But it's not kind of by Yavama because it's not considered intention for Bia. He did not intend to have that relationship or any relationship. He fell off. The case is, he was intending to live with his wife, so there was a kishrei, and his yavama came and physically forced him to have a relationship with her. So the kishrei was there for his wife. The relationship, he was well aware it was happening against his will. She basically beat him up, meaning she basically forced him physically to have that relationship. She must have been a strong woman, or he was a very weak man. Either way, she forced him to have that relationship. There was a kishrei. It was Ladaf, his wife, and therefore he's an anus as far as his yavamta is concerned. Rashi, Yashin lekana the Yashin la b'adat la b'kiyana kinya b'niska sheniskasha l'ishtoi v'navim and agag b'niska b'yavamta chayi b'dal zvarim b'nezik tzar b'yipa b'shevas k'lamar b'akhoivum petzot akas petzot l'rabbis ha'shoyki k'mezit v'aynus k'ratzim. Damages pay even by this. Avim b'vayish l'sloik in the m'parish l'kamon, he won't have to pay embarrassment, as the Gemara will explain later.
He is
Konaya? He didn't intend to have Bia. So therefore, that answer can't work that he fell off the roof. The answer is, he had erection for his wife, kishrei for his wife. As Yavama went and basically forced him to have a relationship with her. Physically forced him. He's kind of, he knew he was having a Bia. He didn't want to, but it doesn't make a difference. He had the act, and therefore he's kind of. Yes.
Why is he kind of here? He didn't want
to. Doesn't make a difference. He's aware. He didn't want to be kind of when he did it amazing. He wanted nuts. Why is it different than wanting nuts?
He couldn't stop me. Once he did a raw, it's
done. Done. Nothing.
Rabbi?
Yes.
This may be obvious given what we're going through, but what if we have a situation where he doesn't know and she doesn't know that a death has occurred? This is a brother having an affair with his brother's wife. They don't know that the husband has died. They are both willing. Does Yibum take place?
I'm not sure, but I think yes. I mean, upstairs, they'll get it. Because the Gemara says in the Masechta Nazir that if a woman made a neder not to eat something, and her husband nullified the neder, but she's not aware, and she transgresses the neder, upstairs she gets a punishment for her desire to do something wrong. Or somebody wants to eat ham, and he goes into a store and he asks for ham, and for some reason he got a kosher piece of meat instead of him, he gets punished upstairs, the Gemara says, for his desire to do the Aveira. But in actuality, he ate kosher. Right? We won't punish him down here. They warned him, don't eat ham. And he said, I don't care. And he asked for ham. And in front of Adam, he ate the non-ham, thinking it was ham. We won't punish him. He didn't do an Aveira. Upstairs, they'll get him for his intention to do the Aveira to the point that he was intending to do the Aveira. Now, it's more than Machshava Ra. It's an action that he did that Machshava he thought... Again, it was an action that he thought was an Aveira. He didn't just think to do an Aveira. He actually did an action that he thought was an Aveira.
But it wasn't.
So the Gemara says he gets punished. Now, over here, it's a similar thing. These two people did an action that they thought was an Aveira. It happened to be that it wasn't, because the brother had died. Right. Now, again, it's a violation of doing Yibum within the first 3 months. You would have to say it's after the 3 months. They didn't know about it, but it's after 3 months. What? Well, it depends. If Yibum's kind of going to a shlakish, you can't do Yibum in the first 3 months, right? We have to move to a best. So,
Rabbi, I wasn't even asking whether he gets punished. Or she gets punished. I was really just asking.
But I think he acquires her. The bottom line is he did an act of evil.
Yeah. And 3 months might have passed. The husband could have been off on a trip and died 4 months earlier.
He did an act of evil. I think he acquires her. The iron law. Iron law means you have to wait, or iron law means only if he knows she's Mubaris. Kuntur Shlakish. Now, Kuntur be Kuntur for sure.
On the top of the top. Is
there
halacha applied by Kedushin?
No. Kedushin needs das to acquire. For both man and lady. Yibum is not Kedushin. Kedushin needs intention on the part of the man and the part of the lady. Cannot done against anybody's will or without their das of acquisition.
Is it a score or a
custom? No, we'll see. Tomorrow's going to get into this. Stay tuned. Mamish, we're going to talk about this. Have it up. Something about Shneim Anusin Demei Reb Chiya Hechidami. So you answered me the case of Anus is when she physically coerced him. How do you have Shneim Anusin? Something about Gunshin's family is type. The guy planned to have a relationship with his wife, so the kishui happened to his wife, but the kfuay the kacham b'davkum zeb zeb, and then a guy picked him up and forced both him and his yavamba to have a relationship. So you have a case of anus with the kishui being in a legal way. Don't think about it, right? Is there Rashi? No Rashi.
No, it's not, it can't be a year doing that, right?
It could, but why would a year do something so terrible wrong? So we assume it's a guy.
Is that
the
chat, or maybe...
No, that's the chat.
Does she
test
us?
What?
Does she test us?
No. Why she test us changes?
Depends on the day, how he wakes up, on the right side or on the left side. Whether he's in a frum mood or non-frum mood.
An hour ago already.
It depends if he's in a frum mood or non-frum mood. Today's a non-frum day.
Amazing.
If he's a frum day, he's right. How could you ever choose a year one to do a thing like that?
No, I thought maybe the guy that's...
No difference. Something about Emanati, how do I know that you can have this kind of BMB kind of? The Tana Rabbanan. Yavamo Yavu Yalaha, mitzvah. The Torah says, Yavamo Yavu Yalaha, the Grashi mitzvah, Kalimim Babiya Yaitim Mechalitza. Not like Abishol, that the Torah wants you to do Yibum over Chalitza. Which, by the way, Abishol agrees to, if you have the right intention. Tavar Achar, other pshat, Yavama Yavila, Beba Shagig, Beba Mezid, Beba Einis, Beba Ratz. Yavama Yavila says the act works without intent. Correct the Gemara, Bavikta La Mitzvah. You just told me it's coming to Tami Mitzvah. How can you take the same pasuk and learn two things out of it? You're learning out that Yibum is a preference, And then you're also telling me, if Abba Yabi Allah says, you don't need any das. Zakti Gemara, the mitzvah me'im lo yachlitz ish nafka. Pasuk says, if he doesn't want to be meyavim, then there's chalitza. Hachavit yavim. It's clear that if he wants to, that's what we would want. Right? It says, if he doesn't want to do yibum, she takes him to do chalitza. Mashma, that if he wants, that's the preference. I don't need yavam or yavam yalav for a mitzvah. I would know mitzvah from Yach Batrish. Leaves Yavam Yavi Allah open. He has to crop, maybe Shagig, maybe Mazid, maybe Oinus, maybe Razim. Because once you don't need his desire to acquire, it makes no difference how it manifests itself. Razim, by the way, is with desire, so Razim is okay. It's the other three. Rashi, mitzvah, we did, Hachavet, mitzvah, leave away. That is one brisa. We have a pasuk. Yavama Yavi Allah. Why did I have to say that? Tell me, any way he lives with her, without any intention, the act itself is an acquisition. I, the mitzvah we learned out from a different pasuk. Tangi Yidach we learned in another brisa. Yavama Yavi Allah Kedarka. Yavama Yavi Allah says that he should do it the regular way of living with a woman. The Lakacha, Shaloi Kedarka. Then it says the Lakacha, he takes her. That's to tell me that even Shaloi Kedarka works. The extra word of Lakacha. V'yibed, it says, Yavama Yavi Allah Lakacha Loi Leisha V'yibma. Now we take the word V'yibma and split it into two. There's V'yibaim, and then there's the hay. So V'yibaim, Bia Gemerizma. The only way to acquire her is through an act of living with her. The yibbe means this is the only way. The yibma, what's the hay? Bakarka. Tell me, you don't need her das, you can do it against her will. So we made four drushes. Yibama yabela kedarka. Bukarka shloi kedarka. The yibbe is to tell me this is the only way to do it. But yibma, the extra hay, is to say we don't need her das. Tavarachar? What? Amamar, one. Amamar, Tavarachar, Yavama Yavi Allah, Baby Shaking, Baby Mazin. Practicing Yavama Yavi Allah. You reused Yavama Yavi Allah. In the second Brisa, you didn't use it for Mitzvah, but you used it for Kedarka. So why could I use it for Shaking, Baby Mazin, by Nasim Aratsim? That I learned out from the pasuk. It says that the desire is to make a name for his brother. We want children. Again, it's not ma'akev. She can be 93 years old, and he can be 96, and they can do yibum. She's not going to have a baby. But Yitzhak did write the word l'hakim l'hakim shein. That means we want an act that can produce a child. That tells me kedarka. So I don't need a pasuk of Yavama Yavim, but Malkum should make him shame in the place where one produces a child. You have to cry, baby shaking, baby amazing, baby blindness, baby barat. Rashi, look to Rashi, the Malkum should make him shame, the Malkum should make him shame, the Malkum should make him shame, Garcina. Yes, I'm sorry.
Do all these Russians
brothers came
before?
What are we using for?
Malkum
should not shame,
don't we say that, to be the Nachala?
So that's why that's in the word Achav.
And then we had Allah, the whole threshold.
Allah, nothing to do with Allah here.
Yeah, so what are we honing in on? Yavama Yavai Allah.
Yavama Yavai. Zakti Gemara by Tegufa. Amar Rav
Yehuda. Hakim Achav Shem, Ari Tobi Kedarka.
Correct.
So then we have another pasuk that tells me the word, even Shalok.
Lekaka, right.
Did anyone ever ask, like...
Yes, somebody's asking you right now, yes.
Why would the Torah have to say a reason for it?
What reason?
Why did the Torah do that for? Tell you that it has to be a being that can produce a child. That's the reason why it's lach and lach of shame. I mean, Torah says you have to admit to a yibum. That can't be a chok, right? Well, you have a mitzvah of yibum, right? There's no reason why you should. The Torah says
the Torah does not have to give you a reason.
The Torah says.
But the Torah says, but again, as I mentioned before, she's 96. She's not having a child, but still there's a mitzvah of Yibum. So Lankam Malkam Shem is not defining when there's a mitzvah,
so
when there's not.
Then?
It's defining that the act is an act that's possible to have Malkam Shem.
Not if it's
low Kedarka. That tells me Kedarka. Next door, Lankam tells me even Shalai Kedarka. See, again, I'm going to say this, and I know Rabbi Cohen is going to jump on me, but it's okay. I mentioned many a time that Kabbalistically speaking, the act of Yibum is the Hakim Malkam Shem. Kabbalistically speaking, the fact that Reuven took his brother's wife, he became Reuven. And he became his deceased brother. He has assumed his role in this world. So now he's two people. He's himself and he's his brother. He has taken over his role, his brother's role in the world. He inherits all his property. He gets his wife. He has become an extension of his brother. So his brother lives on through the act of Yibum. That's Lahakim Lahakim Shem Kabbalistically. Now, but the fact that the Torah uses the word Lahakim Lahakim Shem, which Parshim Shat means to produce offspring, but the mitzvah of Yibum is not dependent on that, because nobody says that an old lady doesn't get Yibum, means it should be done in a way that could have resulted in children had there been the proper age. That's what we're saying. Honestly, it's a good question. If the other loser, the Yavam Shleikadarka, is he accomplishing stepping in his brother's shoes Kabbalistically? I don't know. That's just, I don't know. But he did. He acquired her. Now, did he miss out on that point? My guess is no, but I have no clue.
What's between 95 and 87?
8 points.
No, 8.8 miles per hour.
I mean,
100 years old and have a baby. It's the same thing.
I lost.
Why'd you have the same thing on 100 years old?
Why'd I say 96?
No, that's not right. Rebbe said on 87, 92, Rebbe said, but Kabbalistically, you would be fine. But by Shlokadark, you don't say that.
I said, I'm not sure.
No, what's the difference between
because if one is you brought Yalkim Lokam Shame and Lakacha is a different thing. My guess is it's the same. But if you argue with me, I have no proof. You're right, you might be right. But Lakim Lokam Shame meant something, right? It meant do it b'malkam hakadosh shem. The kocha added shleikadark. I don't know if how shleikadark. My guess is that you're right. My guess is that it accomplishes the same thing for the neshama. But I don't know. I'm not up there. I don't know.
But didn't we take this pasuk away from Shuto? He said that this pasuk
does not mean they have to have children. Doesn't mean that.
They don't have to have children.
He's yoytz in the midst of even without children. And it's not that the child should be named for his deceased brother. Hey, that we took away from Tzei Pshutai, which you would have learned meant that the child should be named for the deceased brother.
Shame was there for
Nachum. What?
What do we say shame was
there? Malcolm
Shame?
I don't remember. It's assume his role.
So, what was the reason why
Ksuba
is different?
Again, Ksuba is rabbinic, number one. Number two, it's Enochanami. It's the Ksuba of the first husband. Unless there's none, so they made a special takana.
Yeah, but that completely
hurt. Gufa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Yashin Lekanabi Vemtai. Rabbi Yehuda said if a person's asleep and he's not aware of the act, he's not kaina. Amar Kra Yavama Yavi Allah at the Mechavin Lo L'Shem Biyah. He has to intend for the act. Correcting Amar B'Tanya Bein Ar Bein Yashin. Either Brisa says even if he's asleep, Ema Bein Ara Bein Yishana. She can be sleeping because she needs absolutely no intention at all. He needs to intend for the act. The bride says, whether he's up or he's sleeping, or she's up and she's sleeping. He's dozing, he's not sleeping. Eichi dami misnamnim. Amar Ravashi nim v'loy nim tir v'loy tir. He sleeps, but he's not asleep. He's awake, but he's not awake. When the kari lev adi, you call his name, he answers. It means he's not in a deep sleep. V'loyad ladura svara. He can't give you much logic at this point. V'chimit kalei mitzvah. Now, someone far should learn, you say, where did you put the keys? He doesn't remember. But you say, did you put the keys in that drawer? He'll say, yeah, I did. Meaning, we're enough to be able to say yes or no to a question, understanding the question and giving a yes or no answer, but not aware enough to be able to remember the details without being jogged. That is the stage of misnamne. At that point, if he has a relationship, meaning somebody had a relationship with him, it is called a relationship. He's aware of what's going on. He was Miskasha when he was Yashan. And now he's Misnamne. So that would be a good case of, you can make kindness in that case as well. Rashi? Dr. Rashi? No Rashi. Gufa. I'm a rabbi. Nafum and Agag Veniska. A guy fell off a roof and he hurt a lady, but he intrusion, he calls it? An intrusion.
Insertion.
Basically, he fell on the lady and hurt her. I mean, the guy fell on the roof. He broke her arm. He wounded her. So he's Chayav Benezek, Chayav Abotvarim, Chayav in four, which the Mario will explain in a minute. Bivam Tolei Kana, but it's not a Kenyan by a Jivam, which he had no intention to do an act of Bia. Benezek B'tzai B'Shavis B'Ribui, Abu Baishas Lei Mechayav. Now, why is Baishas different? Chayav Benezek and Betar, because the Pasuk says you're Chayav, whether you intend or don't intend, if you hurt somebody, you're Chayav. If you hurt somebody, you're Chayav to pay the damages, the pain, the doctor bills, and the lost salary. That's Sukkim in the Torah in Parshas Mishpatim. Rak Shivta Yitei V'Rapa Yerapei, right before Shani tells us Shevas and Ripui. Nezek is right afterwards, Ayin Takasai and Shein Takashin. Tsar is right there, Pesa Takas Pesa. Right, so you have Ribui, Shevet, Nezek, and Tsar. Baishas is a pasuk in Tiseitzer, Shaiftim, where it says, two men were fighting, and a woman came. She got involved and embarrassed one of the men. So it says, she pays Baishas. Now, there it says there was an intention for the act. There the Torah said, she did an act. She might not have intended to embarrass, but she intentionally did the act she wanted to do, meaning she got involved and started fighting with one of the men and ended up embarrassing him. But there was an intention, as opposed to here, that there was no intention. So Baishas needs intention. Now the Rishonim speak out. One does not have to be Mechavin for Busha. One has to be Mechavin for the act. By Nezek, Tzar, Ripu, Shevet, even if there was no intention for the act. It's Chayav. Rashi, Nezek, Shaman, Isaac, Elishivchen, and Karas, Meshuk. How do you figure out, Nezek, figure out what her value as a Shivcha has diminished? Kama, Haitse, Yavah, Vakama, Yavah. Remember, you're paying for the pain, you're paying for the lost salary, and you're paying for the doctor bills. So what is Nezek? Nezek is a permanent damage, meaning he broke her hand in a way that she will never recover from her broken hand. So now, for the rest of her life, the job she was doing, she no longer can do. She's going to have to get a job which only requires one arm. So the Shevet is the new salary that she's not getting while she recovers. The Nezek is the fact that he permanently damaged her. Now, how do you figure out monetary value of permanent damage? You figure out what they're worth as a slave before and a slave after. And the difference is the permanent damage. That's the permanent damage. So there's Nezek. It's a pain, which is very difficult to figure out. How much a person would want that to be inflicted? How much would a person pay not to have the pain while this damage is getting done? And the doctor bills and the lost salary of her new job. Because for the old job, you paid Nezek. The new job, she's going to have a new job. But meanwhile, for 6 weeks, she's on unemployment, right? She can't work. There's no unemployment in those days. So those 6 weeks, he has to pay her for her salary. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Amar Rava. The schaven latir bekaisel betir biyemta lekana. I mean, we're talking about an act of perversion. A guy decided he was going to do a perverted act with the wall, and he ended up doing it with his yavama. He's not kaina. That's not called intention for a bia. It's not a bia. It's an act of perversion. Which is a different act of perversion, but at least it's an act of intrusion with an animal, bestiality, kana. He didn't want to have an intrusion. That's enough to be considered to be mechav l'shem bia. Whereas with a wall, it's a perverted act without an intention of bia, and therefore that is not kaina. Rashi latir b'kaisu lav l'shem bia mechavin, not mechav l'shem bia. Fine. The next Gemara deals with the source of hara. Our Mishnah told us a new chiddush, that when the Torah says that a person can acquire his yavama, or when the Torah says if a person lives with an erva, they have consequences, b'shegig achatas, memezit karas, or skilo, or whatever it is, it doesn't require a complete penetration. Even a hara is chayev. Where do you know that from? Then afterwards we have to discuss what is hara. But first we're going to discuss what is the source that means anything. Dr. Gemara. Echad Hamara. Amar Ula. Minayin laharo minatayra. Where do we learn out this concept that partial living with a woman is considered living with her? For many different halachas. Shenamar. V'ish ashi yishka v'ish adava. A man who lives with a woman who's a nida. V'gila esharvasa. And he's megala arayis, means he lives with her. Es mekaira hera. Now, how does he translate those words?
He bared her source.
He bared her source. By saying the word hera, why did the Torah have to say that? Say it, Brandon, live with Anita. Why do you have to tell me that's Mekaira hera? It's an extra word. Mikan, hara menatera. That tells me one doesn't need a complete bia, and hara is enough. Rashi? Is there Rashi? No Rashi. Ashkech Anita. That tells me Nida. Shara Arayas Minayan. Fine, Nida is one of the many. How do I know other Arayas Hara counts? Maybe it's Xeris Akasa by Nida. The Chitay Menel of Minida. If you're going to say, let's make a logical comparison. Just like Nida Hara counts, so other Arabs count. Not true. Mala Nida Shkematamas Baila. In a certain way, Nida is stricter than other Arayas. In a certain way. A person lives with his wife's sister. It's an erva, kaisishkai. He doesn't become tamei for 7 days. A person who lives with a nida, he becomes tamei for 7 days. Makes no difference who it is, even his wife's a nida. A person who lives with a nida, she makes him tamei for 7 days. Xeris akasa. No other erva has that consequence. So when you learn out of halacha from nida, you can always say nida is stricter. In certain ways, it's stricter. In certain ways, it's more lenient. But in a certain way, it's stricter. No other erva makes the one who lives with their tummy for a week. So maybe the Torah made another strictness called hara. Maybe it doesn't apply anywhere else. The fact that the Torah revealed it to me by nida doesn't teach me anywhere else. It might be a chumra by nida. You want to make a logical comparison? Can make a logical comparison. Nida is stricter. Rashi, shkematama is veil elias kamaisa tamiz zayin. Her nidus goes on him, the tamei shivas yamim. It becomes tamei for 7 days. No, only living with her. Only living with her. Well, no. The Torah wrote a chiddush by nida, that hara is considered like living with a nida. The person does hara with a nida, he's subject to the same punishment as he did the complete bia with anida. Again, forget about tuma. The Torah wrote a chiddush that when the person is prohibited from living with anida, he's not only prohibited and there are consequences of chatas and karas and whatever there is, it's not only when he has a complete living with her, a complete penetration, even by hara. That's what the Torah wrote. The Torah wrote it by nida. Now, I would say, okay, if it's true by Nida, it's true by a wife's sister also. Any other erva. The answer is, we see in a certain way Nida has severity that no other ever has. And therefore, you can never learn out anything from Nida, because maybe Nida is severe in one way, and maybe the Torah made it severe in a second way. Once I see that Nida is more severe than anything in way number one, I can't learn it to another era because Nida is more severe. In other areas, it's less severe, but in this area, it's more severe. And once you find one area that it's more severe, maybe there's a second area that's more severe, and you can't learn out that halacha about Ra'ah to any other era. That's what I just said. Even though in other ways, it's less severe.
What's the point? Meaning,
it applies.
Why would Harut Sarah?
He gets Karis. The maze that he did at Ross, his wife Anita, he gets Karis. What do you mean, what's the point?
No, what was
once the Torah showed me a severity by Anita, I can always say that the Torah made a second severity by Nida.
That's why only by Nida would apply that.
Exactly. Now, in other ways, Nida is less severe. But in this way, it's more severe. It makes him come here for 7 days. Zakti Gemara, Ela Atim Eishasach. The Chsev. The Isha Sheikach Eishasachiv, Nida he. Man who married his brother's wife, when there's no mitzvah of Yibum, Nida he. What do you mean, Nida he? She's not a Nida. How do you know she's a Nida? Is his brother's wife always a Nida? Ela Kenida. The Torah is saying, a brother's wife is like a Nida. What does that mean? Ma Nida Baro, Aveshasach Baro. By tell me, Eishasach Nida he, the Torah says, you know that halacha I told you by Nida? It applies to Eishasach also. Wait, what he wants to say. No, they're not the condition of Tyson, but that Harah is Chayev.
That's my sin. How do you know what to apply
it? That's what his question is. It's a good question. It's a good question. But how do you know that it's not telling me Kedushin is Tyson? How do you know it's telling me Chumrah, not Kulo? I'll have to look around. Maybe. Oh, if you ask it, it must be a great question. It's not so obvious.
I'm trying to say that I'm always looking for the way to
stop from. No, I have to look it up. I mean,
there has to
speak about it. See, what happened was, I don't know if I said that. I didn't prepare this. This I'm doing off the cuff. I didn't look ahead, so I didn't look at the Mepharshim.
That was what I meant. Was Rebbe doing this? To,
I'm doing this, but you know what's called, or you do it unprepared. Autopilot.
Is Rebbe
going
to try to skip by that?
Yeah. No. No. I was not going to try to get by it. I didn't think of it.
Really? That's very surprising. Explain the question better. Why?
He thinks maybe the Torah compared it to Nida to tell me the Kedushin's type is Beishasach. The Torah said Eishasach is like a Nida. Didn't say for what.
Maybe it's for good.
We are saying it's for bad, for Harah. He's saying maybe it's for two things.
No.
Good and bad. That's what he means.
No. Maybe only good.
How do you know that?
No, good.
No.
I can't argue with that.
That's why I said it that way. Kedushin is Taifas Benita. We had a Karak to he. Right. So we know Kedushin is Taifas Benita. So maybe the Torah is talking about Eishasach, Kedushin is Taifas. So who said you don't learn Kulas? The Torah made a comparison. It's not a logical comparison. The Torah said treat Eishasach like an Ida. So maybe the Torah is saying a Kula. That's a great question. Again, I want everybody to know. Asking a great question.
We don't need that. I don't need that. Please repeat it. How could it be better than the other? Why is Kedushin more better?
I don't know. Why is Kedushin better than
Nida? Why is Nida the Kedushin? Because there's no other ikum except for the Nida.
So here there's no other ikum except the Eishasach.
And Orion, Eishasach has a cool music, but Yibam is mutter.
We'll have to consider this, clean that away. We can say it tomorrow, and maybe I'll look it up today as I prepare ahead, because I told you I ran past where I prepared to. Because you didn't ask enough questions today.